Wrapped in a blanket and smelling of antiseptic, Harry sat on the big settee. A mug of steaming Ovaltine was in his hand, a plate of biscuits by his side. Tangle had been fetched from the tower and lay snoozing by the French window. All the clothes Harry had been wearing, including his socks and gym shoes, hung drying in the kitchen. "Well, you had to find out some time, of course," Aunt Bridget was saying. "But I didn't imagine it would be so soon, not on your very first night. You've only been here 12 hours. Harry held his Ovaltine in both hands and took a sip.
"But weren't you frightened, dear?"
said Aunt Florrie, cheerful in pink chiffon and somewhat haphazard makeup.
"The idea of a terrible ghost wandering the grounds, didn't it make you want to lock the door and leave the lights on all night?"
"Not really," Harry said.
"Oh, it would have frightened me when I was a girl," said his auntie.
"Me and all," said Fingers. "When I was a boy, like, saw a film once, The Beast from the Pit. Wouldn't go out after sunset for the next 6 months. Scared out me wits."
"I also," said Huggy. "In Petropavlovsk, everybody believe in ghosts. No one go out after dark. But Harry, he different. That still not explain why he go exploring in the middle of the night."
"Don't you see?" Aunt Bridget was exasperated. "That's exactly it. Harry's not like we were. He's a modern boy. He asks questions. He watches TV. He studies science. He knows about computers. You all go rabbiting on about this fantastic beast, this ghost in the garden. What do you expect him to do? Hide under the bedclothes? Of course not. He wants to know what it's all about. He goes exploring. I told you and told you. But no, you wouldn't listen. And there you all are, while he's safely in the kitchen having his supper, helping Angel to rig up that contraption in the trees. Really." Munching on a chocolate digestive, Harry turned to look at the man she had called Angel. He was short and fat, with wild hair and a wild grey beard. Thick pebble-lensed spectacles made his eyes look enormous. His hands, Harry saw, were streaked with paint and black beneath the nails. He wore a baggy tweed suit and lopsided orange tie. Finding himself observed, the man gave a thick-lipped smile that revealed broken teeth.
"I don't think you've met Angel yet," said Aunt Bridget. "We have many talents in our little community. Remarkable talents, I may say. But Angel is our one true genius." She smiled proudly. "Angus MacGregor from the Isle of Skye."
"But we call him Michelangelo,"
piped Dot.
"And Vince McGough."
"Oh, Mr. Pick."
"There are little jokes," explained Aunt Bridget. "He's an artist."
"Ach, how'd you wish the lawyer?"
cried Angel, who had an unusually high-pitched voice.
"My ghost, son, did you see my ghost?"
"Yes."
"What do you think of it?"
"It's good," Harry said. "Really spooky." Angel shrugged.
"Yeah, it's all right, especially when you think they gave me only 2 hours to make the whole thing."
He glared around the room. "Those are some of Angel's pictures on the stairs," said Aunt Bridget soothingly. "And on the walls here." Harry looked around the gorgeous oil paintings. One of a vase of sunflowers and another of a little bridge over a lake of water lilies he thought he recognised. "Beautiful, aren't they?" said his aunt.
"And they asked me to paint monsters that light up in the dark like some ghost train in a fairgrounds," said Angus crossly. "They forget I have a reputation to keep up."
His eyes fell on the plate of biscuits at Harry's side, and he brightened.
"Do you think I could maybe have one of your custard creams? I'm very partial to a custard cream or a lemon puff."